I want to tell this person on social media that's stalking me on social media since 2022 on December 31st, as I told him 2022, February 5th, leave me alone. Okay? They're saying I'm jealous of him. First of all, I ain't gonna be jealous of. I don't care what you look like, you know all that you're looking. Okay? If you heard me say jealous of you based on wealth, yeah, if I had wealth like this person, I would not be stalking people. I'd be out there having the best time of my life. I wouldn't worry about what other people doing to mind my business. Okay? And that's something he'd take you to mind your business. Buy you inspiration with me, not a fuck, because you don't mind your business. You're also business trying to place, trying to start some normal people because you have a mess of life. If he really was happy with his life, he wouldn't worry about what other folks do. Worry about me, worry about other folks. I mean, I make comments what people do. But I also, it's based on what they done to me the majority of times about what they did to me. I ain't even, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I do, okay? Whatever they, you know what I'm saying, what they said regarding what they done to me, whatever, okay? That's why, you know what I'm saying? But other stuff, I'll get investigated, personal business, and trying to dox and trying to be y'all. And it's just, this is, if you have money, you're supposed to use that money for a better source. You're supposed to go out there and get your life together. You know, you're making your bills. Someone can make fun of me about me getting evicted. This is my second time being evicted. But this person, I go ahead and say, has been evicted 5 times in Maricopa County in Arizona. When I found out who this person was and gave a person to the police department here in Houston, Texas, gave the information to the department manager because he was posting my apartment location so he could stop from doing that. And also, I gave to other authority figures so they can know who this person is, and confession to the FBI. I found that he got evicted 5 times, and he makes a whole lot of money. If I had a whole lot of money, I would not be able to get, period. I got evicted for due to setups, people for bad management, and also I didn't have the money to pay the rent. And I try to make money on rent, so it always happens to me. Okay, so that being said, for somebody to make jokes about, oh, it's on my birthday, and say God's good, you actually blaspheme God. Okay? You work with the devil. This person worked with the devil. He's satanic. He's evil. We're talking about George Orwell, David Ben, satanic. No, this dude works with the devil, works with satanic energy. And I wouldn't be shocked that he's part of a satanic cult. Okay? I wouldn't be shocked. Gang stalking somebody. Doing all type of rituals, you know, and murdering people anyway. I would not be shocked. I'm not saying he does, but he does have an evil character. Okay, you leave me alone, fool. Okay, this person gonna run and lie to a judge and say I have rags. And first, I never been feeling that, so I don't have money to get. And if I dig up here, I would not be seeing his behind. I would go see Rihanna. We should be playing Super Bowl. Okay, Rihanna, put up. Sometimes I go see. Shit, I'll be with you, all right. Up. So I got my money, okay? And for the repay, you know, I love Miss Rihanna, okay? At that Super Bowl, baby, I was dancing and she was praying with a child. Remember, you know what I'm saying? Yes, I remember, nah, what's my name? Yes. I love Miss Rihanna, okay? Ooh, nah, what's my name? That's how I do it with the Phoenix, Arizona last year, okay? We're never going to go to Phoenix, Arizona to see my stalker, okay? Can you leave me alone? Stop mentioning me. Stop mentioning other people. So they get false police reports. Okay, you know, it's against the law. You get a judge take your side. Get a judge in trouble too. A color law violation. Okay, with the feds. Okay, all right. Feds investigate behind you. Won't have a career in law enforcement or judicial court. You know, okay, you lose a career. Okay, you'll be locked up for lying and zoning people. That's against the law as well. Mm-hmm. So. Just let you know that the dude need to stop saying I'm not just a what? Just a what? Dude just a me. Because I'm not a cookie cutter. I don't please people. I please stop myself. I don't live for other people. He lived for other people. He is alive. He went to school. Okay, he went to college. He's supposed to educate the ignorant. Not going on with the ignorance. He harasses me because I don't go along with ignorant people. They're about race and all us though. Okay? It makes him angry that he don't have balls, but I do. So he didn't leave me alone. Stop bothering me, dude. Ain't no jealousy up here. I don't care what you look like. You're not that good looking, even though you are lighter with different hair texture. And before that, when I did have a perm with no 3B, or 3A. It was a 1C or 1B. Okay, it was straight. Yeah, I don't get no credit from it. I don't get shit from it. Dang it, I ain't trying to like you. I ain't know what the dude looked like when I was getting from Rice. So ain't nobody trying to judge us. But it's still, still ugly. He was good looking. He'd be out there getting his thing on, right? Right. Okay, we're out here bro, harassing other people. Right. Yeah, I'm afraid when he, I don't get like women, men, whatever. He'd be out there messing with women or men, whatever, one or two, or both. He would not be worrying about what me, what Gigi doing, was I ain't he would, who else is Giorgio and my homie Mondo. He would not be worrying about what all of us doing. If you just go over there, he gonna ask all different high. He would not be worried. He'd be enjoying life with that money he has. That's when you hit $300 on. Leave other people alone and mind your business. Mind your business, okay? You know, my mouth is your mouth. You need to work on that, okay? It's not worrying about other people's. Use that $300 or go to charity or something. Leave people alone. He's been doing this mess since 2011. In 2010, when he was harassing Raz B, you know. Ricky Romance, you know. And Cherry Johnson. Had a podcast about that, too. If I talk about something about it, it's only did to me. The majority of times. What they say it's about me, what did to me. Always did to my people, so, who you know, who have African American blood, mixed white, native, whatever. Indian, you know what I'm saying? Public figure, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get investigated in that business. That's why you don't want to talk about how many times you got rehearsed 55. Yes, it's been 5 times. And still got a place to stay. Why he got money. If I had that money he was making in social work and mental health and stuff, and I'd be paying my bank every dollar on time. Ain't no miss, so you see my no miss payments. Okay, have everything situated. Actually, use that $300 to get a house. Get a house, get a place to stay, get some land, get some real estate. Go here and use that money to find what people want. Leave people alone. Leave people alone. Leave people alone. Invest in a lawyer who can get in trouble for making false allegations. Thank you. They leave us alone. We don't think about you like that. This person came to our life, start drama as a snake. Yeah. You know, this is our judgment. Like I said, I would love to cuss her behind her face. What she did to me. I don't care about her being a devil. She's not God. Something. Y'all forget that we can get judges in trouble. You ever can. We get kicked out of bench. We go to a campaign. We vote for the, tell everybody vote for the other board. Yeah. We get the judicial commission, you know, on the judicial kind of. We get the judicial going cover up for them. We get both of them in trouble for FBI undercover law violations. She's stupid. Think she was cute, but she needs to be back last year. She ain't. And then until we finally out, she got her record. It's like Judge Garcia. Been arrested so many times. Fix your own life, but don't leave mine alone. For real. So ain't about jealous of you. Jealous of what? And I'm sorry to say, he not all attractive. He not. Then because he got light skin tone, loose curly hair. No, dude. You not. And if he was attractive, you'd be getting some. You'd be. I'm not advocating session bro out of here. He getting some hair, so okay. So he getting some hair. Smacking the ass, right. He be getting all that right now. Or he wait till he marry a woman or man trying to go with him. Be fought. Like, nobody wants you. Even that famous Pia, they talk about you in high school, in Detroit. They talk about we was in Michigan, the Inkster. You got a lot of business. They talk about you behind. Talk about me too, but then they apologize. Bad people bully me in high school, they apologize because they don't want to start shit. You like to start shit. You start your people and then play the victim. Ain't nobody, look, leave folks, leave their law, keep my name, erase everything about me, man. And you can just sit there when I say it. Because you're stupid. because while she was trying to put me in some type of jail or something, I voted off and complained to the FBI on her behind. Do she want her name in FBI files? Ruin her career, all that money she spent in college tuition that she probably still owes to the day. Does she really want that? Does she want her name and people's mouths on social media about her? She better type up. One thing about her, I ain't scared. That robot so scared me. She a stupid human being, piece of flesh and not God. Help us of this robot. Nobody, anybody's just you, just what? Just a stalker who used all his wealth to harass people instead of using wealth for vacations. You mad at life. Making fun of somebody's dead mom. And lucky nobody made fun of his dead dad. Shoot. You know, he trying to put Nicki Minaj on me. You remember when Nicki Minaj made a song Bigfoot and then what's that name? It was his. Yeah, by Megan Sider. And a few stupid fans, I have a podcast about that. It's not about him, it's about Nicki Minaj ever found the episode. But I did a podcast about that, and here in Houston, in the south of Houston, in part of Texas, there were stupid fans that were trying to go to Vegas and spray marijuana bags, do some witchcraft or something on there. They had laws on it, they had laws on security, yes. Okay, so then people say, well, they're stupid. Her dad, I ain't know her black name, her black and Indian, because he's Indian. Yeah, her dad is part Eastern, mixed with Eastern ancestry and black, and Trinidad, and mom mixed with Japanese ancestry. Oh, yeah, I thought he was still doing gospel since he changed life on crap being his mom, maybe being his mom up. Anyway, Mr. Raj did, right? And so put out there, leaked out his information, but he's located. Like, don't he realize I don't have the heart to go out there and do that to this man's dad's wavering thing? It's not in my conscience. And I advocate for this people. Why you over here messing with people? You know my mom not even get along. Whatever means my mom had issues with you. Like, lucky I got a bunch of fans going like you know, and either way, if they're harassing Megan Thee's mom or Nicki Minaj's dad, right? Like y'all ain't stop this. It's just evil. But this fool's so stupid, man. You know, trying to cause about monkey to get mad when I say chip out. I'm just laughing, sir. No. Just me. Because I push the envelope. I don't live by the rules. He's right. I'm a rebel. You know what I'm saying? He's not a rebel. Me break laws, jump at the innocent. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a rebel, and I don't care about what I look in the mirror. He said that. He in the mirror, yeah, I know, but I go about my ancestors too. The man who multiracial history and ancestry, did I have black, white, name? And the man who expanded abortion, the least ancestors, per se. Ancestry, that's my background. I have rights to respect that. This is my roots. Okay, that's what my family does. I'm my own individual. Super social media, you're an individual. I might be able to be your education. You breaking laws to harass me, bother me. Because you're not your people. Yeah. 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 Anyway, I gotta go, y'all. I got time. It's Friday. And actually, Saturday, Sunday is the anniversary of me contacting the police. Yeah, because I'm tired of this. We kind of don't even put into this bullshit. The dude, like, Angel and Bonnie, you know what I'm saying? And I'm tired of that. Like, leave me on my own. You're upset to me, man. Yeah. So I'm scared of that whole moment. Turn on. What's up? Jeez. Cussing behind all the thanks. She's trying to be a purple. She I don't want to mess with okay, have a little sticky and low, but she can't probably only go to the doctor's room. Yeah. But y'all me, sorry about boo. He didn't leave me alone. I asked him to leave me alone, so I don't care about me. don't bring my name up. Leave me, don't come near me. Don't do it. You came to my city, I check it out. You definitely trouble. You know, I just try to. He didn't check out. He didn't check in. Came around and said, I'm to infiltrate. Bye, lady. You know, just very honest with you. And we, what I'm talking about, I'm talking about what you're going to do. Come on, this is the end. I'm like, tension, I don't want to fight no more. Too much talking. I feel like the tension song. Let's sleep on tonight. I don't really want to fight no more. Time for letting go. Exactly. I don't want to fight no more. I want this to be over. It's 24. I want this to be over. I don't want my podcast. But I will, if something I'm going through, I will, and Cynthia Elaine Gonzalez is not going to stop me from talking about, I just don't mention his name, he's like rocking over Jim Lopez. This dude's committed a crime against me. She'll defeat a criminal behind her, too. She's still recognizing my past. I'll be with that. If you can have a long, she got gone. She'll hide myself with the dogs. Bro, told she clean. She doesn't deserve. She's an unethical judge. She don't deserve to have a role. She does not deserve to be a judge. She's an honorable piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? Pieza de muera. You know what I'm saying? Whatever she is, pieza de muera. Okay? What that mean? She does not need to have a seat as a judge. What she needs to. I'm gonna keep on bashing her on my social media. What she did to me, she'll learn. Trust me. Okay, she probably hear a podcast. I hope she hear what you did. She fucked her own career. What she did to me on 22nd May, she fucked her own career. And she didn't know why I was blessed with tribal. Wait till I go FBI, put you on blast with it. And see what happens. Is it, yeah, she been leaving the fuck alone. If I wreck, I did not threaten her life. I did not threaten her life. I'm not stupid. He didn't not think who was in her or I had to find a desk and who was ugly helper was. And I found out her picture was like with my finger. Okay. Not about her and her daughter. I feel sorry for her daughter. Cause I bet you it's my opinion she looks for her own daughter. Hey, it went to she's grown now, went to like 19 years old now. Baby girl, if you want to expose your mother, come do it. I'll help you do it. You see, everybody say that's about my mama day. I spoke my abusive mother too. And my abusive day, okay. On TikTok and YouTube, I showed you. Yeah, but I know, but that secret you get to me. Yeah. Yeah, mother. I want him to leave me alone. The whole purpose of this, I want to stop. I want to end today. Right? Leave me alone and say it all. He will say that to me. It all. Before I leave me, everything about me in the office platform. Where about himself? He's upset with me. How can we judge somebody upset with me? And just like who are you carrying? It's like he do drugs or something. He does drugs, he tries to, what he's doing to you, he's trying to downplay it as you do, you know what I'm saying? Trying to gaslight. I don't like the food. I want the food gone. Move the rest. So, and he has an extensive track record. Yes, yes. He lied on those. No, y'all, I'm just tired. But then, ain't no justifying. If it's serious, people, I say, just are using what he has for better use. I'm not saying something appropriate, something that's going to help people, not to hurt people. This man goes out, he's waiting to hurt people. He mad at his life. Well, I should be jealous of him. He don't love his life. If he did, he would not be investigating me in business. He would not be investing time in me. He'd leave me, and he'll leave me alone. He'd leave everybody else alone. Trust me. Oh, he's not even so miserable.
Yeah.
All right, so thanks for listening to my podcast. Make sure you share, okay? I am growing, like on Spotify. Thank God, Spotify. I'm growing. People are listening all different parts of the world. I'm actually in that area where this dude's from, and with Sydney Gonzalez is from too. I'm getting people like listening to my podcast in Arizona. So the helper that tried to exonerate me, she's being embarrassed on Spotify. She's being embarrassed. I bet she wishes. I bet she does. I bet she cry everyone. And she should. Remember I dedicated song Demons by Doja Cat? Do you know why? It's like, I don't know if I saw myself a demon, but I'm that demon in Doja Cat's video. But then, you know, if Christina Ricci, it just goes out. You're all right. It's her. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, exactly. Okay? She thought she was gonna win. No, you ain't win, baby. You're gonna lose. Trust me. She is a wrecker. At all, but she has a criminal record as a judge. Yeah. No, you don't need to be a dog judge. Take your criminal ass out the dock in the courthouse. Venus Miss Court, no ever real judge ever again. Okay? You try to throw me in jail, your ass is dirty on your own self. One thing we need to say home. Nene Leakes, you know when you're dirty? Nene Leakes. She say, you know when you're dirty.
Why do you have to keep bringing it up? You will never erase it. But I have gone on with it.
Why are you so mad at me?
I'm not.
Then why you say anything about me on social media?
Why do you have to keep bringing it up? You will never erase it. But I have.
How do you answer the phone?
Where's Nene Leakes? You know when you're dirty? You never win when you're dirty. Yeah. Message to the stalker and Cynthia Gonzalez.
never can win when you're dirty, honey. You never can win. You didn't, what the f*** did I do to you for you to do that? Nothing. Nothing. You never can win when you're dirty, honey. You never can win. You didn't, what the f*** did I do to you for you to do that? Nothing. Nothing. Never can win when you're dirty, honey. You never can win. You didn't, what the f*** did I do to you for you to do that? Nothing. Nothing. You never can win when you're dirty, honey.
That's right.
You never can win. You didn't, what the f*** did I do to you for you to do that? Nothing. Nothing. You never can win when you're dirty, honey. You never can win. You didn't.
That's right. You never win. You never win. You're dirty. Okay. And both of y'all thought you won last year. You're not going to win this time. You're going to lose. Both of you will be in jail for making false claims and harassing, stalking me. When I'm the first person that made the police claim. The first person who did the stalking did not. He went to the police to cover his ass and lied to the police officer and did a fake report. Then you have Judge Gonzalez taking sign of documentation. When actually she lied, she also slandered me in court and misinterpreted my actions, ignored Texas law. She needs to go to prison for other call law violations. And I'm going to get her in trouble. Like I said, when she was trying to set me up, I typed it out in an email, a report to Cynthia Gonzalez and to the FBI on her. Does she really want that? I bet you the FBI is looking at you right now, baby girl. And you're going to go down. And trust me, I make sure that and get this stinky lovely well and a corporate pottery washing dry clean. Okay? You're an evil woman trying to exonerate somebody because you're racist. You hate yourself. You hate having half a mess in blood without any chest finger. Okay? Yeah, you got your Matanza, you got your gas and bath stories. Never, I wish you see IQ, who other woman was back in 1964. All that. And you're going to go down. Just stalk her. You go down with her because you're alive. Investigate everything. When you, the month after the police officer did everything right, we need some police department. And they told me to talk to Phoenix. Why cuss Phoenix police department? Okay, so enjoy going out, okay? Leave it the hell alone. Stop mixing me. And find some to sit and play with. You hear what I said? I'm dangerous, right? You tell me you told HP and another one laugh because they did an investigation already, so you cannot cooperate with you. Remember me. Okay, you see the paperwork to Phoenix. When you came to Houston, you stopped here in Houston to my apartment on May 27th to harass me and try to do something to her, like just kill me or something. The paperwork was sent to Phoenix Police Department. Through regular mail, and you receive it on the 27th. So, was it worth it? No, it was not worth it. You lied. Just because all the Cynthia, you will lose your career, you all that college money, all that money from student loans back in 1980s, go to school for law. Maybe you wish you just made a bad deal with that when you messed me up. Okay, so I suggest you reconsider that doggone, which you did, and change that because you know he lied. I was honest. I know when you in the color, when you're in the court, you never lie because it'll be used against you. You went along with a lie, thought you was smart with your nasty ass. That's why you had issue being called penal codes in the court. They want you, most judges want you called penal codes because you're talking about law, you're not talking about hearsay. Yeah. Because you're probably on his side doing satanic stuff too.